Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must become self-reliant for global peace, stability and prosperity, asserts dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. India says Trump administration's new restrictions on H-1B visa program are likely to have humanitarian consequences, hopes disruptions would be addressed suitably by U.S. authorities. Several major European airports, including Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin, hit by cyber attack. In China Masters 2025 badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into men's doubles final. And in women's cricket, Australia defeat India by 43 runs in third and final ODI in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said, for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant.
भारत आज विश्व बंधु की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है दुनिया में हमारा कोई बड़ा दुश्मन नहीं है सच्चे अर्थ में अगर हमारा कोई दुश्मन है तो वो है दूसरे देशों पर हमारी निर्भरता यही हमारा सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन है और हमें मिलकर भारत के इस दुश्मन को निर्भरता वाले दुश्मन को हराना ही होगा विश्व में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी आबादी वाले देश को आत्मनिर्भर बनना ही होगा.
The Ministry of External Affairs has said the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Mr. Jaiswal further added that skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in both the United States and India. He informed that policymakers will assess recent steps taking into account mutual benefits, which include strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation on Monday. The ministry, in a statement, said the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The ministry added that during the last visit of the team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representative to India on the 16th of September, positive discussions were held on various aspects of the trade deal and it was decided to intensify efforts in this regard. A drone attack by Ukraine killed 4 people and injured other people in Russia's Samara region. Regional Governor Vyacheslav Fedorishchev said these people were killed as a result of a night drone attack. The Russian Defense Ministry said air defense systems shot down 149 drones overnight, including 15 over the Samara region. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says at least 3 people have been killed and more than 30 injured in a massive overnight Russian aerial attack on Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force says Moscow launched 619 drones and missiles. A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic check-in and boarding systems has disrupted operations at several major European airports, including London's Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin. The operator said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. According to Brussels Airport, the attack has rendered automated systems inoperable, allowing only manual check-in and boarding procedures. Heathrow has also warned of delays caused by a technical issue at a third-party supplier. Berlin's Brandenburg Airport also reported longer waiting times due to the problem. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Estonia has requested consultations with NATO allies after Russian MiG-31 fighter jets violated its airspace yesterday. The aircraft entered Estonian skies without permission, staying for 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland. NATO members Italy, Finland and Sweden scrambled jets in response. While NATO condemned the incident as reckless, Russia denied the violation, claiming the flight adhered to international regulations. Tensions have been rising with recent airspace breaches reported by Poland and Romania. Under NATO's Article 4, the consultation process aims to address security concerns within the alliance. This marks the second such request this month, following Poland's similar call after Russian drones entered its airspace. Bangladesh, which depends heavily on remittances from the Middle East, is slowly losing its footing there, raising worries about falling inflows and bigger risks ahead. After the fall of the Hasina government in 2024, remittance inflows initially surged to record highs, but recent trends show the flow is shrinking, particularly from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman and Bahrain, according to United News of Bangladesh. According to the latest Bangladesh bank data, remittances stood at $2.42 billion in August, down from $2.47 billion in July and $2.82 billion in June. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. With this victory, the visitors won the series 2-1. Chasing a target of 413 runs, India were all out for 369 in 47 overs. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. Earlier Australian skipper Lisa Healy won the toss and opted to bat first. In China Masters 2025 badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has stormed into men's doubles final. The Indian pair defeated Malaysian pair Arun Chia and Saw Wui Yik 21-17-21-14 in the semi-final clash in Shenzhen Arena this evening. Earlier, Sattvik Sairaj and Chirag had defeated Chinese pair of Ran Xiang Yu and Xie Haonan 21-14-21-14 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must become self-reliant for global peace, stability and prosperity, asserts dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. India says Trump administration's new restrictions on H-1B visa program are likely to have humanitarian consequences, hopes disruptions would be addressed suitably by US authorities. Several major European airports, including Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin, hit by cyber attack. In China Masters 2025 badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into men's doubles final. And in women's cricket, Australia defeat India by 43 runs in third and final ODI in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.